Did you get JP? We get JP? We get in?
We did.
Righto.
Jeremy Barth, City of Newcastle CEO. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, before we go on, yesterday, Jeremy, we were talking to a seismologist after a lot of people, you included, felt that tremor from Melbourne in Newcastle on Wednesday.
How many stories the new council building, Jeremy?
What was that, Stu?
How many stories you guys?
Six.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. So, it was quite a wobble, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a wobble. But this seismologist we spoke to yesterday, because we wanted to know why we felt it so far away, nearly 1,000 kilometres, and he talked to us about the cracked crust Newcastle now sits on, or parts of, after that 1989 earthquake, Jeremy. And we then talked about, well, what does it mean for us going forward and our buildings? Have a listen.
The higher up you are, the more you'll feel that bending and swaying. And you're right, you know, building codes in areas where there are lots of seismic activity are very restricted, and, you know, they're very, very governed to using new technology to prevent any damage. In Australia, it's such a rare event that we probably haven't, you know, gotten up to speed with what's available in the rest of the world.
What do we do about that? Or what should we be a bit nervous or not?
Certainly, it's something that the Newcastle City Council should consider, especially for its taller buildings, that they should think about reinforcements or at least meeting the codes, because, you know, this has shown that that fracture line you're on has not healed and is still susceptible to wobbles.
So, thought it worthy of asking you the question, is that in place or something that will be in place, Jeremy?
So, as you're speaking to me as Jeremy Barth, engineer, are you?
No, basically, do we meet the codes when our DAs are put through and buildings are put up?
Yes, we do. And actually, the Building Code of Australia changed. And Newcastle can take credit for that. Obviously, the Newcastle earthquake back in 1999, Newcastle at that time wasn't considered a potential site for an earthquake, rightly or wrongly. At that time, what happened was, or several years actually afterwards, the Building Code of Australia changed. And it changed in regard specifically to construction methods and reinforced masonry. That was actually why some buildings in Newcastle crumbled and why some buildings were fine and wobbled but never fell down. It all comes down to the way that buildings were constructed pre the earthquake, and specifically in terms of the failures in unreinforced masonry. And so the building code did actually change. And that's why buildings yesterday, including the council building at 12 Stewart Avenue in Newcastle and a number of other taller buildings along Honeysuckle Avenue, they wobbled, but they didn't fall down, and there was no structural issues, or there were no integrity issues because of the way that they now build them in regard to reinforced masonry.
Well, we're on the seventh floor, Jeremy, and the sad thing, I think, along with a lot of people that might have gone through it, I don't know what happened with you guys, but Tanya and I just looked at each other and thought we're having an old person turn. It was just this wobbling, and we're like, oh, we're both wobbling, hang on. It was quite scary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It is scary, and look, I remember as a kid, basically, in 1999 when the Newcastle earthquake hit and running outside, which is not
89, Jeremy.
89, sorry, yeah. I remember it well as if it was yesterday. It was scary, and we did feel it, or a couple of us anyway, felt it on Wednesday, and it was almost like, was that an earthquake?
Mm.
It can't be an earthquake, and of course it was, but fortunately, all the buildings now, all the new buildings, are built to a code where of a certain height, they certainly are. At minor risk of any sort of structural issues with regard to earthquakes.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's all we wanted to find out, to make sure, because he kind of put the wind up us when he said,
yeah.
Oh, well, Newcastle should be meeting the codes.
And we're going, we better give you right a reply, otherwise everyone's going away thinking we haven't.
Yeah.
No, we do. And as I said, look, there wasn't a building code in Australia for earthquakes back in 1989, but subsequent to the Newcastle earthquake, I think everyone realised pretty quickly, well, we can't just all assume that Newcastle specifically isn't going to be subject to an earthquake, and we are now on a fault line. And hence why, yeah, when DAs go through Newcastle Council, as well as when they're, because not all DAs go through Newcastle Council, obviously they go through other local councils and the state government if they're really big, but there is a building code. So, look, guys, be reassured that that you know, our buildings are safe.
Awesome. Good to hear, mate.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks, appreciate mate. It.
All right, take care.
You too. There's City of Newcastle CEO Jeremy Bath.
I can still hear my dad, Elf. You can still hear him.
You're not going to bloody put your building on that cracked bloody area down there, are you, with the crust and bloody fault line, are you, you idiot son?
He would. Can't build something that's going to, you know, stay up. And all right, Dad.
Makes me wonder about the wooden building down the road, though.
Oh, with the wooden inside, glass outside?
Yeah. Anyway, probably an off-air conversation.
There we were. There we were, JR. We were 2 seconds from going to an ad break relieved. And she had a moment to just plant a seed for the poor people currently in the glass wooden building down the road.
The reinforced masonry there.
Oh, okay, but no, it's gone.
Get Jeremy back on the phone.